Welcome to the workout series and welcome to the last Sunday of the term. We've chatted about, we've spoken about devotion, fasting, prayer, worship, scripture, suffering, guidance, meditation, and service. Which of those were your favorite? Does anyone want to just shout out one? Meditation. That was awesome. Suffering. Meditation. Okay, but today I'm going to speak, and hopefully this will be your favorite. On celebration! Woohoo! Now, in South Africa, we celebrate tons of stuff. Won't one of you to take the pen and paper and write down all the celebrations, or maybe public holidays, all the things that we celebrate, and write it on the paper? There should be quite a few. And then in your small group, discuss amongst yourself which is your favorite. Okay, go around the table quickly and just mention which is, out of all of these celebrations, which is your favorite? Okay, now, God loved celebrations. God actually created a celebration. And he actually created a celebration. It's called the Year of Jubilee. And so every 50 years, if you had debt, it was canceled. How awesome would that be? If you were a slave, you were set free. If you had your property repossessed or somebody else bought it because you ran into financial difficulty, it was given back. God did that so that people would learn to trust him. And so celebration, God loves celebration. And so my goal today is to let you see that God loves us and encourages us to celebrate. God gives us guidelines on how to celebrate, but he also tells us how to be safe while celebrating. But we'll get into that later. God celebrates. Proof, I'm going to show you, there's some proof in the Bible that God likes a good party. And here we go. God rejoices over us. And the scripture is found in Zephaniah 3. It says, "For the Lord your God is living among you. He is a mighty Savior. He will take delight in you with gladness. With his love, he will calm all your fears. He will rejoice over you with joy and song." Now, rejoice means to dance, skip, leap, and spin around in joy. You never knew that, did you? How cool is that? He dances. So when we have these earth tremors, that's probably when God's dancing. When he skips and leaps and spins around. Isn't that an awesome God? Now, I've got another scripture that proves that as well. It says, "The Lord your God is with you. He is a hero who saves you. He happily rejoices over you." The rejoice comes in again. Over you. "Renews you with his love and celebrates over you with shouts of joy." That's an awesome God. So now I'm gonna just share two parables with you. And parables is things that could have happened, but that is actually proving a point in another area. And this is what heaven is going to be like, or how heaven rejoices. If a man has 100 sheep and one of them gets lost, what will he do? Won't he leave the 99 others in the wilderness and go to search for the one that is lost until he finds it? And when he has found it, he will joyfully carry it home on his shoulders. When he arrives, he will call together his friends and neighbors, saying, "Rejoice, there's rejoice again with me, because I have found my lost sheep." In the same way, there is more joy in heaven over one lost sinner who repents and returns to God than over 99 others who are righteous and haven't strayed away. That's found in Luke 15. So he rejoices when somebody gives their heart to the Lord. There is rejoicing, there's dancing and singing, and I'm sure there's food in heaven too. Surely there's food in heaven. The parable of the prodigal son. The son returns home, and while he was still a long way off, his father saw him coming. Filled with love and compassion, he ran to his son, embraced him, and kissed him. His son said to him, "Father, I have sinned against both heaven and you. I am no longer worthy of being called your son." But his father said to the servant, "Quickly, bring the finest robe in the house and put it on him. Get a ring for his finger and sandals for his feet, and kill the calf that has been fattened. We must celebrate with a feast, for his son of mine was dead and has now returned to life. He was lost, but now is found. So let the party begin." And that's found in Luke 15. So there is eating, because he had to kill the calf. So there is eating in heaven, just in case you want to know. our family has learned to celebrate. And I think we celebrate pretty well. So we celebrate at the end of the term. When it's end of the term, Drew gets his final report. We maybe go out for a little meal somewhere. We celebrate good grades. Now, in my house, if you get an A, you get $100. Ooh. The 1 year, Drew got 8. And so the one was art. And we said, no, that's not, you can't get money for that. The other one was PE for physical science. You can't get money for that. And so I think we ended up paying like, what, $600. So we celebrate good grades. We celebrate birthdays. If it's your birthday and you're in our house, you get a gift. I'll ask you what your favorite meal is, and if I can make it, I'll make it. And during that day, we tell you how awesome you are, and we treat you that little bit more special than on a normal day. Public holidays. We went out for Human Rights Day, and we had waffles, and I don't like waffles, so I had pancakes, felt sick, and I was like, oh, why did we celebrate? But that's how we celebrate public holidays. And then who doesn't celebrate the end of the year? Hey, we all celebrate at the end of the year. And the way we celebrate is we'll go away. We'll go away for a few days. We'll go maybe to Kruger National Park, or we'll go to the coast. And one I didn't put up there is, what about the beginning of the year? Hey, I think that's one of my favorite holidays, the beginning of the year, because you realize, you know, all the stuff that's gone past, let's start again. Let's try harder this time. And so, yeah, we celebrate pretty well. Why do we celebrate? When you're screaming and shouting and laughing with your friends, don't you forget how sad you're feeling or how down you're feeling? Hey, you do. So that removes the sadness. If you're depressed, make that effort to go out with your friends, and you'll come home and you're like, what's the problem? Life is great. It helps you to find perspective. You know, when you laugh at yourself and you're at a party and your friends are making jokes about you, all of a sudden you can laugh at yourself and you're like, you know what, I'm actually not that bad. And that mistake that I made, it's not such a big deal. Why am I so down? So it helps you. It puts your life in perspective. And it brings great joy, doesn't it? There's actually a scientific thing that if you shout and scream and dance and that it actually changes the chemicals in your brain. Our God is that awesome, that he can make stuff that when we worship and praise, that it changes our brain. That's like really something. Okay, who do we celebrate? Do we celebrate the at Christmas, the big brown guy with the big red jacket and the big white beard? Do we celebrate him, the Easter Bunny, with all those Lindt chocolates and those white Easter eggs? Aren't those your favorite? Oh, I love those white Easter eggs. Ash is like, no. Do we celebrate them? Do we celebrate God? Do we celebrate the real reason behind Christmas, that it was his son that came to earth as a baby? Do we celebrate that his son died for us but rose again? I mean, that's what Easter's about, is that Jesus rose again, that he didn't just stay in the grave. Even the things that you celebrate, are there things that you celebrate? But then you need to think back and say, why do I celebrate Mother's Day? Because God gave me 3 awesome kids. God gave me 3 kids who bless me and who make me laugh. Don't make me cry, but make me laugh most of the time. How do we celebrate? I want to encourage you that when you celebrate, you laugh, smile, sing, shout, dance. You know what? I want you to put any big disco, not disco, rave, what is it? Any of those big things that you go to, I want you to put it to shame. I want you to have more fun than they do, because we have got something to have fun about. So remember I said, but God's given us some safety tips as well. And often, if you're not a Christian, and you go out to parties, there's either embarrassment because you've done something, because you were maybe under the influence of alcohol or drugs or whatever. There's a lot of embarrassment. Or there's often tragedy. How often have you heard of boys and girls going to the matric dance and don't make it home because they've killed themselves on the road? That's quite hectic, eh? Let's read what Galatians says. It says, when you follow the desires of your sinful nature, The results are very clear. Sexual immorality, impurity, lustful pleasures, idolatry, sorcery, hostility, quarreling, jealousy, outburst of anger, selfish ambition, dissension, division, envy, drunkenness, wild parties, and other sins like these. Anyone living that sort of life will not inherit the kingdom of God. Wow. That's quite hectic. And so God is saying, I want you to have a party. I want you to have fun. But these are the things that are dangerous, and these are the things that will lead to disaster. I want you to find things to celebrate in your lives. I want you to find, and maybe just amongst yourselves, decide which one of them. Are you gonna celebrate great good grades? Are there milestones? Are they like, I want to finish university? I want to finish matric. I want to go to university. I want to turn very old one day. Are these some of your milestones? I want you to be able to celebrate these. Do you want to just, I'll give you 2 minutes, just in your group, to say, well, as I've spoken, maybe you've come, something's come to mind. Like, you know, I should really celebrate the end of the term, because I've really worked really, really hard this term, and so I'm going to celebrate. Do you want to just, I'm giving you 2 minutes, just decide in your group. I'm not going to ask anybody, so it's just to chat amongst yourselves. We can celebrate. CJ has come to join us. Hi, CJ. I mean, EJ, not CJ. CJ's here as well. Well, we are going to celebrate Easter together. So on the 16th of April, we are going to have a sunrise service up on Northcliffe Hill at 6 a.m. Do you guys want to come join us? Yes. Okay. So you can even bring moms and dads if you can't get there. Okay. But we would love it if you guys would join us. It's so amazing being up there and watching the sunrise. It just puts the whole Jesus has risen in perspective. Can we pray? Lord God, thank you that you're an awesome God. Thank you, God, that you're a God who rejoices over us. And help us, Lord, to learn from this. May we rejoice over you as well, Lord. May we worship you. In spirit and in truth, Lord, may we see how good you are in everything that we do. Lord, I pray that you'll help us to celebrate well. Help us to celebrate, to put you first in everything that we do. God, may your name be lifted higher. We pray this in your precious and awesome name. In Jesus' name, amen.